Lila Nishmas of Kleinimus Kamish Ben Ravili Melach. Shabbos Bar Chof Beis Mishnah Aleph. Chavis Shenishbara Masilin Himeno Mzoin Shorosh Sudos. If a barrel of wine breaks on Shabbos, so you can save the amount of meals for 3 sudos. Specifically, we're dealing with a case, the Rav explains, that you have even a lot of vessels. The maximum amount you're allowed to save is the amount for 3 meals. And the reason is because we're afraid. Just like we had by Kol Kisvei, by Shabbos, Lo Aleinu, when there's a fire, one is allowed to save dafka, the amount of food, for 3 meals. Because if we allowed him to save as much as he wanted, we're afraid that in that case he'd put out the fire. And in this case, we'd be afraid that he would fix the vessel, be mesaken kli. L'chor, this would be a bigger takala because creating a kli on Shabbos is a malacha d'oraisa. Masha'en kein, putting out a fire, according to most Rishonim, is a malacha she'en atzricha l'gufa. So if anything, it's only d'rabanan. So obviously over here, there's a strong gzera to make sure that only 3 sudos. However, we did say in Kol Kisvei that if you have another large barrel, so you're allowed to save as much as you want. If it's just one kli that you're saving into, so there's no limit of 3 sudos. The 3 sudos is dafka when you have a lot of different vessels. There we're afraid that you're going to fix it. But once you're anyway saving it, if you're just going to do it into one vessel, and that vessel is very large, it doesn't matter how many sudos you're saving it for, because there's only one vessel. And you can tell others, go and save for you. As long as you do not use sponges. Now, the Rav explains that even if the sponges have leather, and we're not afraid, since it has the leather, that you're going to squeeze it out, because you're not actually touching the sponge. Nevertheless, this is also because it's uvda d'chol, because it's something that people do during the week. And the Rav says similarly, if one would take his hands and swipe honey or oil, and then take his hands that have honey and oil on them and wipe them against the side of the vessel, you know, from the outside, he wipes it downwards, that the honey or the oil come off of his hand to the top part of the bowl as he swipes it down, that's also uvda d'chol and it's aser. Mishnah continues, Ein soich din asaperus lohotzi mein mashkin. One is not allowed to squeeze out fruits that the liquid should come out. This is mefarek, which is a tolda of dush. And the tferes is medayik, it's dafka if you're squeezing it for liquid. But if you're squeezing it out for food, that you want to put it on food, not to use to drink, that's mutter. Vim yotzu mi atzmon asurin. And not only that, if this liquid came out of the fruits by themselves, the liquids are usur. Like the Rav explains, because if a gzeira, if we would matter the liquid, one would eventually think that he's allowed to squeeze out the liquid l'chatchila, and therefore they assert even the liquid that comes out by itself. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im lo yicholin, if these fruits were used just for eating, not for the liquid to use the liquid from them for drinking, dafka they were used for eating, like the Rav explains that all the fruits were together in an area, and then the liquid started coming out. So you didn't want the liquid to come out. So because you didn't want the liquid to come out, you wanted to eat the fruits, hayotzi mehen mutter. Then the liquid that comes out of it is still mutter. You can use that, and you can drink that. Vim lamashkin, but if the fruits were specifically used for the liquid that's inside of them, and that's where they were gathered together, and what comes out of it is what you wanted anyway, because you wanted the liquid to come out, there the liquid's going to be usser, because we're afraid that you're going to squeeze it lechatchila. Now the Rav explains that when we deal with, for example, olives and grapes, which schitas asa midiraisa, everybody agrees, and also it's not just schitas asa midiraisa, normally they're used for the liquids that's inside of them. Everybody agrees that what comes out of them are for sure usser, because it's the derech to squeeze them out. And other fruits that are the other end of the spectrum, that nobody squeezes at all, and it's not nichale, everybody agrees that the liquid that comes out of them is mutter. The machlokas in this Mishnah specifically, the example given is strawberries and pomegranates. And the Tveris Sol explains that even in certain countries like us, we squeeze apple juice and orange juice, I would say too. Things like that where you have fruits that are normally squeezed for the juices. That's where you're going to have this machlokas. That Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends on how it was gathered. If, for example, an apple, they were gathered for apples to eat and liquid came out of them, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter, but according to the Chum, it's aser. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Chalos dvash, a riskan mayor of Shabbos, if one has a honeycomb that he took from the hive, this honeycomb is that had beeswax with honey in it, shariskan that he crushed before Shabbos, v'yotzu me'atzman, and then on Shabbos, the honey was dripping from this crushed honeycomb, asurim. So it's asur. You're not allowed to use this honey on Shabbos, because the chum made exer, the Rav explains, that one may crush it. Rabbi Eliezer matters it, because the Rav explains, because it's not the derech to do schita with this. It's not like the other case where, let's say you had an olive and there was oil sitting there. You can't use the oil because the derech is to squeeze an olive for the oil. So they made gzeira. But in this case, it wasn't the derech to squeeze out the beeswax with the honey and the honeycomb to get out the honey. Therefore, since it's not the derech of schita, it's mutter according to Eliezer. Chum still asserted it and treated it like a case where you didn't crush the honeycomb before Shabbos. And the Rav says the halacha is actually like Rabbi Eliezer here, that it's mutter.